To thank you, we want to worship you, we want to give you glory, we want to give you honor, we want to give you all the adoration for this day that you have given unto us, O Jehovah Jireh. And Father Lord, even as I want to bring forth your word, I submit unto you, Jehovah God, that I am just but a mere vessel. Mighty Father, I pray that you may use me today, Father Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable before you, my Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I pray in the name of Jesus for all our listeners, wherever they have, whatever part of the world they will be listening from, mighty God, that this word I'm about to share will be a blessing to them in the name of Jesus. May you give them a portion of your spirit, O God, to enable to understand the holy scriptures I'm about to talk about in the name of Jesus. May their eyes be open, may their hearts be lifted, be open, hallelujah. Give them a heart of understanding in the name of Jesus. Give them ears that will hear you in the name of Jesus. May their hearts be made ready. Oh, open their heart, open their mind in the name of Jesus. Let their hearts be the heart of the seed that fell on the fertile soil in the name of Jehovah. Any destruction, any thorn in their heart, Father, I pray that you deal with it now in the mighty name of Jehovah. Whatever is troubling their mind, I bring it to full subjection in the name of Jesus. Whatever I've held them in captivity, I bring it to full subjection in the name of Jesus, that Father, they will leave your house with your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all again. Hallelujah. For all our members across the globe, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus, my greetings to all of you, to RTD family, wherever you are, in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. It's a good day that the Father has given unto us. Hallelujah. And we want to thank Him. We want to bless Him. We want to give Him all the glory. We want to give Him all the honor. We want to give Him all the power that is due to His mighty and awesome name. I want us to go to the book of Genesis chapter 18. The book of Genesis chapter 18. Please get your Bibles if you are in the house of God. Wherever you have, praise be to God. We need to be in one accord. Get your Bible and let us go to the book of Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1. Genesis 18 from verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself towards the ground, and he said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is very important to have discernment when God visits. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Lord can come into your house. The Lord can come into your home. The Lord can come into your church. The Lord can come into your neighborhood. The Lord can come into your city. The Lord can come into your country. But do you have discernment to identify him when you see him? Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You know, the problem most of the time we have is we don't recognize the presence of God. We don't recognize when the Lord comes to visit. We don't recognize when the Lord knocks at the door. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible talks of three men that went to visit Abraham. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But immediately Abraham, with discernment, he noticed that these were not ordinary men. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Among the three men, there was Lord, capital L in them. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There was the King of Glory, was right there with them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And imagine that these three men, they came physically to visit Abraham. I believe that the Son of God was there. Jesus was there. Praise be to God. No wonder Jesus said that Abraham saw my days and he was glad. Praise be to Jesus. Abraham had encounter with my Lord. And the Bible say he welcomed them and say, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away. You know, there's this song that say, Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art saving, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art saving, do not pass me by. Do you know the Lord can come so close to you, but it is you to welcome him? Praise be to God. God can come so close. The Savior can come so close. Jesus can come so close. But it is you to open your door. Praise be to Jesus. There are people that Christ have come so close to them. Jesus has come so close. But they are refusing to open their door. They are refusing to open that he may come and dine with him. Hallelujah. They are refusing to open to the solution maker, to the Savior of the world, to the King of Kings. He has come to dine with you. He has come to fellowship with you. He may look like he's just passing by, but his intent is to visit you. His intent is to heal you. His intent is to restore you. His intent is to save you. His intent is to redeem you. His intent is to deliver you. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Abraham saw these three men. They were passing by. Praise be to God. They didn't look like they were coming to visit Abraham. Abraham. But Abraham said, pass me not. I welcome you in my home. Come and dine with me. I want to prepare some little soup for you. I want to prepare some little bread for you. Praise be to God. How are you welcoming when you see children of God, when you see men of God? How do you treat them? Do you know a man of God can bring Christ in your home? A man of God can bring redemption in your home. A man of God can bring salvation in your home. And sometimes we are not careful how we treat people that serve God. We are not careful how we treat people that carry His presence. Hallelujah. You talk to them anyhow as if you don't care. Praise be to Jesus. But Jehovah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He lives in them and He has sent them to you so that you may be delivered, so that you may be saved. But you are not careful how you deal with them. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door. The Bible say Abraham ran. Abraham was a whole man, but he still ran. Praise be to Jesus. Are you running towards the Lord? Are you running towards Jesus? Are you running towards your salvation? Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Or are you the one that is ever lagging behind? Every time you need to be pushed, every time you need to be reminded that it is Sunday, it is a time to come to the house of God, is a time to worship the living God. Do you know when you love God, you found yourself running for Jesus? You found yourself running for Jesus. The things that people wait to receive, you will run to get in the name of Jesus. My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. Abraham was a man of service. These were strangers that had just appeared on his home, but he was willing to wash their feet. He was willing to work for them. He was willing to give them water to drink. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. As the scripture said, be careful how you entreat strangers, lest you entertain angels. Praise be to God. There could be a messenger that the Lord has sent in your life. There could be a person that the Lord has sent in your life, and you are not careful how you treat them. You are not careful how you take care of them. Praise be to God. There could be a man of God that God has sent into your life, and you are not careful how you treat that man of God. You are not careful how you handle that man of God. You are not paying attention to what they are telling you to do. Praise be to Jesus, because you are thinking they are just mere men. But you don't know God has brought your salvation. God has brought your healing. God has brought your deliverance. You need to pay attention the way that Abraham paid attention. Hallelujah. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For there are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah. And he said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes upon the earth. And Abraham ran unto the earth and fetched a calf, tender and good. Abraham went far beyond. At first he told them that I will just give you something little, some water to drink. But he went to fetch for a calf, praise be to God, tender and good. And he gave it unto a young man, and he asked him to dress it. And he took butter and milk and a calf which had dressed, and he set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? Praise be to God. After Abraham served the Lord, After Abraham blessed these people, now business has started. The things that money could not buy, the diseases that doctors could not heal, now he's willing to deal you with your barrenness. Now he's willing to deal with your trouble, because you have opened your heart to him. You have received him fully. You have surrendered to him. You have shown him that you love him. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And this man asked for Sarah, "Where is Sarah thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return unto thee," hallelujah, "according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son." And Sarah had it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Sarah was not having a monthly period no more. Praise be to God. But this man that had come, they are telling Sarah, telling Abraham, at the time of the year like this, you are going to have a son. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know God had already spoken to Abraham in different encounters that he was going to have a son. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But the moment God appeared in form of a man, it has turned the prophecy that God had already spoken. Praise be to God. There are things that God needs a man to declare. There are things that God needs a man to make them happen. Praise be to Jesus. There could be prophecy over your life, but it takes a man to ascend it. It takes a man to ascend it. It takes a vessel ordained by God to speak unto your life. It takes a vessel ordained by God to bring to life the things that God has put within you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Rika baradanda zetele perede bahanda lateria raga dalada bahanda rababo zetele babaya. Abraham had waited too long to have a son, not because God had not spoken. God had spoken, and they are waited and continue to wait and continue to wait and continue to wait until these two couples begin to grow old. The Bible said that Sarah reached to a age where he was not able to give back to bear children no more. Ye kabazanda ratabazike leketela radabazanda mantali ketere de bazende le paradana zege de lebaya. I want to tell you, the Lord is not too late. The Lord is not too late, because this year God is going to ask them some business concerning your destiny. This year God is going to ask them some business concerning your life. This year God is going to ask them some business concerning your future. This year God is going to ask them some business that have delayed concerning your call, some business that have delayed concerning your ministry. The Lord is going to ask them in the mighty name of Jesus. Ragada bazanda lekete bahana me korogo dezende lete pere demanda la kwasha shanda mente lekete rediba. What it is that have delayed, what it is that you have been waiting for God to do concerning your life. You might be the Sarah that have been crying to the Lord, asking, "Lord, you promised me a child, but I've remained barren. I have been the laughing stock. Even my own mistress is laughing at me because he has born a child, but I've not been able to bear." I pray that this year will be a year of God's remembrance. I pray this year the Lord will not pass you by. I pray this year is coming to your home. I pray this year is coming to your ministry. I pray this year is coming to your home, is coming to your marriage, is coming to shake your life, is coming to turn things around concerning your life, concerning your ministry. Because when the Lord arrives, things will begin to happen. When the Lord arrives, there will be growth. When the Lord arrives, there will be restoration. When the Lord arrives, there will will be miracles, signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Things will begin to move in a way they have never moved before. Things will begin to work in a way they have never moved before. There will be favor, there will be joy, there will be strength, there will be unity in the mighty name of Jesus. Rika da balanasha lekete periganazanda rabayanta miledeja okoja dekalede mahanta zeleketelenai yagiana hanta zalatede behenta. When the Lord sent these three men that appeared in form of man, when they had the soup they drank, agajala bazanta le peredebaya, and they asked for Sarah, where is Sarah your wife? Ye kaparagadala bazanta. Do you know there's a time that God brings a word that has no delay? There's a time that God brings a timely word. There's a time that God brings a word that has to be accomplished, that the devil cannot delay, demons cannot delay, in the mighty name of Jesus, powers of hell cannot delay. Because the Lord has spoken and it shall happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord has spoken and it shall happen, whether the devil like it or not. At the time of the year like this, you will be what God wants you to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will bear a son. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to open your mouth and pray, Lord, ask the new word concerning my life. Ask the new word concerning my destiny. Ask the new word concerning my future. Ask the new word concerning my call. In the mighty name of Jehovah, Yapakata Bazanda, any prophecy upon my head, let it be asked this year. Any prophecy concerning my head, concerning my life, concerning my call, concerning my marriage, concerning my career, concerning whatever I need to do, let it be asked this year. Let it be asked this year. Let it accelerate this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, no more delay on the promises of God. No more delay, because he's sending three angels. He's sending me helpers. He's sending me men that will hold my hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, he's sending me people that will speak to my destiny, that will speak to my life, and something will have to happen. Something will have to change. Something will have to move. Ye pasatarada la paguana la zandala deja la parada bazente mentele te behind la quata zakata pile koja la quata zepe ketele de bezende letela la tabahanda mentele ke diakanda la katabazanda mentele teba li katabaz. Whatever has been barren in my life, I command you to receive life. I command you to receive fruitfulness. Whatever has been barren, today in the name of my Lord, today in the name of my Savior, I command what has been buried to receive the life of the Spirit. I command what has been buried to receive the life of the Holy Ghost. I command what has been buried, ye kaparadaya, that womb will be fruitful again, that womb will give birth to a healthy son, that womb will give birth to a healthy daughter. In the mighty name of Jehovah, whatever the enemy has tied, I command it to be untied. Whatever the enemy has blocked, I command it to be open. In the mighty name of Jesus, for this year you shall see the glory of the Lord. This year you shall see the goodness of God. This year you shall see the favor of God. This year you shall see him in a way you have never seen before. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that this year you may encounter him. I pray this year you may know him. I pray this year you may grow with him. I pray this year you may know who he is, the way Abraham encountered him. I pray that you will encounter him. I pray that you will fall in love with him. I pray that you will give your all for him. I pray that you will be dedicated to him. Makujali kapine mana zili agana zine hene lete de bahana agana zile lete te bazanda mana apine mene zete lete te bahani agara gine hene lete zene mene agine kele gene zete bire nene. I pray that you experience the Lord. I pray that you encounter him. I pray that you encounter the Lord this year. I pray that you encounter transformation. I pray that you encounter miracles. I pray that you encounter signs and wonders. I pray that you encounter the love of God. I pray that you encounter the Lord of hosts, the lily of the valley. I pray that you encounter Messiah. I pray that you encounter Emmanuel, the Lord of peace, the wonderful counselor. I pray that he may come into your life. I pray that he may come into your destiny. I pray that he may come into your life and turn things around and fill you with his presence, and fill you with his goodness, and fill you with his mercy, and fill you with his love, that people will look unto you and that will say, this is not the person I used to know. What had happened to this person? They thought you would remain barren forever, but the Lord is saying, my word is sure, and my word will not return to me void. My word concerning your destiny will not return to me void. My word concerning your ministry will not return to me void. My word is sure, and it's not returning to me void. My word concerning your life. Oh God, paradali. Oh God, obazantamene. Oh God, obabanalishi. Oh God, obazatamene. Akanda lakateli. Aganamanta zike telegineza. Le perede bezende le teparia. La quata seli mahanta leganaza. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me to the greener pastures. He leads me to still waters for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His rod and staff shall guide me. Rapazia kanda mantaleja leke perenesha janda mantile laganaze zende leganaza lakatamana ziketeli mihende lenazi agaraganaza zatelede mihende Akaraganaz Zele Tela Bihani Akaraganaz Zatara Ginesha Akaraganaz Zatara Damanta Akaraganaz Zalite Perenaza Akaraganaz Zala Dide Bihene Alata Bahanda Menteliganiza Agiakanda Dabarana Satile. I want to encounter you. I want to fellowship with you. I want to be immersed with you. I want to walk with you. I want to dine with you. I want to drink with you. Oh Lord of hosts, open my eyes that I may see you in the year 2022. I want to encounter you in the year 2022. I want to walk with you in the year 2022. You are not passing me by. Abalapaya okopa lakataya okopa mantali okopa paranesha okopa mantalesha okopa sapine minesha. As you visit others, as you visit your Sabbath, as you visit different ministry, come and visit restoration of the tent of David. Come and release a mantle that will touch nations. Come and release a mantle that will shake nations. Come and release a mantle that will move the entire kingdom, the entire world. La paradise, la gana mantali ketosa, la pekete pelena jojo parenaza, la tabaradaza zantamene, la quata si peride mine hani, alla ganaza zete perede ba. Rabazanta minte lete balanazi agiakine nene mazanta la tarabahanda le kaparaganaza le paradaza la pakatele bihende. Ask in your word concerning my life. Ask in your word concerning my call. Alabazande le peredebaya. If Lord, I have found favor in your sight in the year 2022, come and dine with me. come and walk with me, come and fellowship with me, come and do wonders, signs and miracles, come and do things that no man can do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. You know, there are things that God can speak concerning your destiny. They may sound like nonsense. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. When Sarah heard that a time like this he was going to have a son, it was very hard for him to believe, because even her menstrual period had stopped. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. She had reached to a place of hopelessness. But I serve God Almighty. I serve the King of Glory. That when he say it, it shall happen. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Whatever has defeated doctors will not defeat him. Whatever have defeated men will not defeat him. In the mighty name of Jesus, for he promised to make a way where there is no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. This year we pray that we may receive divine acceleration unto the will and the purposes of God. Divine acceleration unto the will and the purposes of God. Divine acceleration. Nana shata nado zalada. Jikenene mahanda ladizi. Latana mahantu zidini hende letana manda zaladini. Kantanani. Latabahanda manda ladede. Bizende letadai. Latabahanta manta ladikonda dabalanazi. Zete bala. Laganaza zati legena hanta laniko za dadadi. Latabahanda manda zigene. Letena nana agala ganaz zata baladaz zendeneja la kwana ziketele de bahanda la dabaza la piene manta zagia kanda la dine kanda zadala la pakate behede de barataba. Today, whatever the heaven has released, whatever the heaven has released, whatever the Father has released, whatever the Son has released, whatever the Spirit has released concerning 2022, concerning 2022 of my life, of my destiny, I bring them to actualization. I bring them to life. I bring them to life. I bring them to life. Whatever the Father has released concerning 2022, it will not cross over to 2023. I want you to open your mouth and begin to pray. Whatever the heaven has released, we release the mind of God concerning our life for the year 2022. We release the mind of God. We release the mind of God upon our life, upon our destiny, upon our church. We release the mind of God for 2022. We release the mind of Christ upon our life, upon our family, upon our destiny, upon our call, upon the church of Jesus Christ. We release the mind of God. We release the mind of God. We release the heart of God. We release the heart of the Father. Makapola la pele beredai agana ngana 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 ngana. The Lord whose mighty outstretched arm is stretched, I pray, mighty God, the God of the universe, the
creator of the heavens and the earth, I pray right now, stretch up your arm upon 2022. Stretch up your glory upon 2022. Stretch up your mercy upon 2022. Stretch up your mighty hand upon 2022. Lepa katala. Release your mercy. Release your salvation. Release your miracles. Release your healing. Release your breakthrough. Release your favor. Release your anointing. La pakadeshe. La pakadeshe. La gananasa. Le pakadaza. Rika bahanda. Release souls to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Release expansion. Release fruitfulness. Release growth in the name of Jesus. The Bible said when Saul was praying, the Saul that became Paul, the Bible said that he went to 3-day fasting. There are moments where we have to pray to see the mind of God in heaven, to see what God wants to do for 2022. We want us to enter into the depths of the presence of God. We want to enter into the spirit, to the heart of the Father, because we want to bring the heart of the Father in the year 2022. We want to bring the heart of the Father. There are things that we want to see 2022. We want to experience divine acceleration. We want to experience divine growth the year 2022. We have to grow. We have to do great things for the kingdom of God. We have to touch nations for Jesus. We have to turn around nations for our Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. La shatarada bahanta zeliketele bahana zatarada bahanta liketele de behene zatala ganasha shanta mentele de behende la katarada bahanta radababo zande. Hallelujah. Let us go to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Colossians chapter 1. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that he might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Praise be to God. This year we want to experience growth. We want to experience fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. This year, we want to be worthy of the Lord. We want to hear, good and faithful servant, enter my rest. Praise be to God. This year we want to be fruitful in every good work and to increase in the knowledge of our God. Praise be to God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. In the name of Jesus. Strengthened with his might according to his glorious power. Unto all patience and long suffering. Praise be to God. It is my prayer that this year we are going to experience the growth of the Lord.
We are going to grow more in our knowledge and understanding of our Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are going to experience patience, long-suffering, fruitfulness, joyfulness. Praise be to God. There is no sadness for us this year. There is no depression for us this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because the hand of the Lord is with us, we will experience fruitfulness in every good work. We shall increase in the knowledge of our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall be strengthened with his might. We shall be strengthened according to his glorious power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree the word of God, and it shall be. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, it is important to be fruitful, because Jesus said that I desire for them to be fruitful. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. This year we are going to plant more churches. This year we are going to bring more souls to salvation. This year we are going to lead many for the glory of God, our Savior and our Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's go to the book of Isaiah 43 verse 4 to 12. Isaiah 43. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people assembled, who among them can declare, this and shew us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that he may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and I have saved, and I have shewed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witness, says the Lord, that I am your God. This is the word we decree for the year 2022. Praise be to God. The Lord has said, because you are precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. Praise be to Jesus. I will give men for thee, and people for your life. We decree the Lord's protection for the year 2022. We are going to experience divine protection from above. Divine jealousy from above. Vatala kadezete berenesha. Lata bazento rota legenena manta zaga nalanesh shebihene. Latana manto zabi tele di manta zaga nalatali. Lata baranesh jene mente le katana mazanda radabai. La pare di manta zaka taraganaz zanta manta legenai. La paradababo jande mente berenaza. Father, if I am precious in your sight, Father, if I am honorable in your sight, I pray that this day, that if I have been loved by thee, that Father, you will give me men and people for my life. You will give me men that will help me do the work of the ministry. You will give me men that will help me accomplish the vision that you have given me. You will give me men that will walk with me. Ye pazanta mantali ketede de bazanda la paraganaze ze berete te perenaza. Father, if I am precious in your sight, Father, if I am honorable in your sight, Father, if I have been loved by thee, I pray that this year 2022, that you will give me men and extend men for my life, because I am too precious in your sight. I cannot die the way others die. Because I am too precious in your sight, I cannot fail the way others fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cannot die the way they died. I cannot fail the way they failed. Cancer cannot bring me down. Diabetes cannot bring me down. In the mighty name of Jesus, because I am precious in thy sight, coronavirus cannot bring me down. Because I am precious in thy sight, agadabaladi, agadalaganaza, agadalaganaza, witchcraft cannot bring me down. Wizards cannot bring me down. Warlords cannot bring me down. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you will exchange men for my life. Because I am precious in thy sight, I will dwell in security. I will dwell in the arms of the Lord. I will dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Whoever messes up with me will mess up with you. Whoever touch me will touch you. As it is written, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. I decree this year 2022, I am not permitted to fail. I am not permitted to die. In the name of Jesus, ragada bazanda, mekeshele genemana, ragata palaganaza. Diseases are not permitted to touch me. In the name of Jesus, witches are not permitted to touch me. Lakata bazanda, you the Lord that make your servant to become flames of fire. This year 2022, I am becoming a flame of fire. I am becoming untouchable. I am becoming unmovable. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I am decreeing these words on my life. I don't know about you. Do you know God has given you your mouth? You need to speak. There are things that God is waiting for you to speak. Don't look at me. Begin to speak concerning your life. Because there are witches that are out there to finish you quickly. I am telling you, begin to speak concerning your destiny. Begin to speak concerning your marriage, concerning your children. Hallelujah. I am crying to God concerning my destiny, concerning my life, that I cannot die the way they died. I cannot be kill like chicken. No wheat is permitted to harm me. Ye kapagadala gadesha. La pakoto parege de bende beleko to sataka raga de galahi. Ye pekatada baranta mantalija. I am precious. I am honorable. I have been loved by God. Whoever messes up with me is messing up with my Father in heaven. Whoever is trying to send witches, to send demonic spirit towards me, they are messing up with my Lord, and my Lord will thunder on their camp. Makoto paragadali, ye kwashika paganali ya kutosa lagana, ye kepeke telega daradas, la pakatabi endela. Those that doesn't want me to see the sun, they will be the one to go down. Those that have dig pit for me, they will be the one to fall. In the mighty name of Jesus, because I am precious, I am honorable, I have been loved with my Lord. I have been loved with my Maker. I have been loved with my Savior. Akajata rata bazanda. Lepe sete lebahai. Fear not, for I am with thee. Father, we pray. that this year 2022, we are not going to dwell in any fear. We are not going to dwell in any fear of coronavirus. We are not going to dwell in any fear of Delta virus. We are not going to dwell in any fear of any darkness, of any disease, in the mighty name of Jesus, because it is written, the diseases of Egypt shall not harm you. La pasatabara. It is written, I will take away infirmity away from thy tent. I will take away diseases away from thy tent. This year 2022, we decree in the name of our Lord, we decree in the name that is above every name, infirmities, diseases are not permitted to exist in our tent. Diseases and infirmities are not permitted to exist in restoration of the tent of David. Makata baladasha le pekete peledeman riga bagadasa santa mentelea. We are not going to live in fear no more. We are not going to fear some virus. Some virus is not going to make us to close the doors of the church in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we conquer every giant of 2022. We bring every giant under our feet. We bring coronavirus under our feet. We silence the voice, the fear of coronavirus. We silence it under our feet. We tremble under it. Coronavirus, you are not permitted to enter 2022. You are not permitted, oh Goshakala. You are not permitted to reign in fear. You are not permitted to control nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord say, fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east. Praise be to Jesus. Every one of us, you have a seed. Your seed could be that song that will touch the nations. Your seed could be the instruments, songs that are in your bosom that are yet to be seen. Your seed could be the revelations that God has put in your bosom. Your seed could be the teachings that God has put in your bosom. Your seed could be the disciples that you need to bring to Christ. Your seed, alagana mazanta radaza, la katabala manda binekenele de bazanda la dabaranaza. This year 2022, we release our seed. We release our seed. We release our seed wherever they are, wherever they have been barren, wherever they have been delayed. We release our seed from the east. We gather them from the west. Agalaganaza zataraganaza la parite pegedele te bazanda ratabali la pozabiketele de bazanda la katarabazanda ratapile bezede. Jatarada bazanta repere deba la tatapasanda.